peace in Kuntrus Eitz Chaim. So over there in the Kabbalah, as we know, we say before every bracha, you say L'shem Yichud Kutshabrichu Shechintay. Kutshabrichu is Zoh, that's the Midas, which is the masculine. Shechintay, that's Malchus, that's Nukva. It's considered the Yichud, a unity. From that unity, when Zoh is Mashpia to Malchus, it's like the male gives to the female, then there is birth that goes down further into this, into the world. Now, so in the beginning of the creation, before there was Yidden to do mitzvahs in the world, so over there it says that the connection between Zoh and Malchus for the Hashpah in the world was back to back. It wasn't front to front, because if it would have been front to front, the Klippas would have been able to get a hold of it. But after the Eibishter gave the mitzvahs, Yid, when you do the mitzvahs, the zivuk is panim upon him, it's face to face. And the mitzvahs maisiyas that we do, the action, because they're mitzvahs and maisiyas, it's like pruning and removing in a vineyard. You have the thorns, you have other things to, they try to nurture from the vine, from all the from the good stuff. So you got to cut away, you got to prune away, you got to remove them. That's the klippas. So when you do mitzvahs maisiyas, there can be a zivuk panim b'panim, and the mitzvahs maisiyas are the ones that prune it away. So why davke mitzvahs maisiyas? So the Alter Rebbe says ayin etz chaim shara nekudish shar ches perik vav. Look in etz chaim the shara nekudish the gedei perik vav. She'ein achzoras panim b'panim ki ima the mitzvahs maisiyas davke, that when they're to turn it around, that it should be face to face instead of back to back, that can only done through the mitzvahs maisiyas. V'tam hadavar. So what is the reason? Because ki al yidei maisim tovim goyrem zivuk ha'elyon. Because when you do maisim tovim, and here the emphasis, when you do action, you do maisim tovim, mitzvahs and maisiyas, so then you cause that there should be ponim b'ponim, that there should be the yichud of Zoh and Malchus in a face-to-face way. Ulhovin amai maisiyas davka. So why is it specifically through maisiyas that you do an action and not through other mitzvahs? The Alter Rebbe will explain that the mitzvahs maisiyas, because they're physical, and there is a connection to the klippas, so when you do it, you sort of can remove the klippas that way, and therefore they're not going to be able to have the yinika. Let's see. Is Yuvah Mashikosuv Bishar Manumad, written in the Eitz Chaim, in the gate of Manumad, Kitzorich Liyachila Lahalas Mayim Nukvim Dinukva Dizer Ampi. That first we have to elevate, we have to have a Serusa de Latata, the feminine water, to Nukva Dizer Ampi, into the level of Malchus, of the Zeir Ampin, the Malchus of Zoh, which is in the level of Atzilus. So before we can have the Ha Yichud from Zoh and Malchus, we need to elevate, bring the Serusa de Latata, the Mayim Nukfim, the Serusa de Latata from below to the level of Malchus. Umayim Nukvin, the Nukvim. So how is this feminine water for the level of Malchus? That is Hein Bechinas Asiya. That comes through the level of Asiya. So in other words, the way to bring about a Yichud, you need to have a Mitzvah Maisi. That is what brings up to the level of Isarusa de Latata, to the level of Malchus, and then there can be the Yichud of Zohar Malchus. V'inei ha'maisim tovim nikroim kisuach v'kitzus ha'koizim. Eitz Chaim refers to the maisim tovim that you do, they're like pruning and cutting away the thorns. They cut away the thorns. Ha'ne'achozim ba'achurayim, they hold on, where do they hold on these thorns? They hold on in the hind part, in the back part, that's where they hold on. And when you do it, shehein b'chinas asiya, that's, they are the level of asiya. That's where it is, the with the hold on. Doing k'moy shekosuv b'shar mem zayin perikhes. So what happens is the maisim tovim, they cause the cutting away and the removal of all the thorns. And ba'ahainu, so how do you do that? How does this done? So when we take, because what happens is, because the ma'isim tovim that you do in this world, originally they have a mixture of klippas and everything. It's eitz hadas tov v'ra, and so everything is mixed up. And when the yid sorts it out and eats it, l'shem shamayim, or he does the mitzvah with the gashmis, he elevates everything. He takes out that spark. He's mevarer that spark. So now already, so he's removed the, in the physical world, he removed all the thorns, he removed all the klippas from the food, took away all the taivas from it, and he elevated it, they took out the spark. That's why that has the power to initiate the halos to the level of malchus. Because v'hayna yidei halos ha-toiva gonus bohem, because that's by elevating the good that is hidden in the physical things, hamalubish mitzvahs ma'isyas, which is dressed up in the mitzvahs ma'isyas that you do. That's the good when you do the mitzvah with them. Lemekoydei lekedushas ha'atzilus shekvar hubrero, to the sanctity of atzilus, because it's already been sorted out. So you bring up that spark through your ma'isim. You brought it up through your act. So that's why you need ma'isim. So basically, the ma'isim in this world removes the klippas, and that's why that could accomplish that it should be ponim b'ponim, and it should remove the klippah. Now, sometimes he says we find that it's also accomplished through davening. That he was able to fix and have this removal of the klippas, they shouldn't be yoinik, also through davening, not necessarily through mitzvahs ma'isis. Haino alidei eishes adibur. So over there, he's not just talking about davening, the kavon of davening, he's talking about the words of the davening, because dakimas fosov maise, because the moving of the lips is considered to be an act, because kihain menefesh achiyunish shebeguf v'domay asher shoshem minoga, because they come from the vitalizing soul that's in the body. Where does the speech come from? It comes off the violin. Which root is from the noiga? So he said like this. So how does it elevate? You know, these things that we work with the gashmis. V'hina al yidei abirur da'asiya oilim li yitzira al yidei shem ban. So they go up to yitzira through the name of ban. That's the name yutkivovki, which is the name ban. Yitzira libriya, and then you go from yitzira to briya latzilus. Okay. So now, this also gives you to understand the Bezei Yuvan. We mentioned earlier in the previous piece in the Kuntres Achra that Hirur Loi Ovid Midi, that just by thinking without doing, without Maise, you don't accomplish anything is. Because if you don't elevate the feminine water from the malachim, that's the toyu, which elam malachim hashemalchu, which they fell the shviras akelim. Without elevating the ma'im nukvim malachim shabenega, yefshel lahamshich tipin milamayla lezivuk zeiran bin minukva. You cannot bring down the tipin, the drops from above to the zivuk zeiran bin minukva. Basically, in order to get it explains that in order to get Zeir Ampin to mate with Nukva, in order to be Mamshich, Zeir Ampin by itself has a Rotzen to be connected to its source, to Chochmah Bina, to the level of Bina. It doesn't want to go down to the level of Malchus to be Mashpia. In order for the Zot to go down to Mashpia, he needs the drops, he needs the tipping to go to Zoh, and then Zoh will mate with, will yichud with Malchus, and then it will come down to this world. So how do you have the level of the tipping, the higher level, to bring down into Zoh, that Zoh should go down? Because Zoh by itself wants to nurse from its mother, wants to go to Bina, doesn't want to go down to Malchus. Doesn't want to go down below. Commission Kosov, Bishar Mandrush base. So this is the general thing. But there's also an exception that Alter Rebbe brings down, that the Ayin Zoyer Parshas Pekudei Dafresh Mundal Domut Chof, the Isidur Chulu Listakulu Chulu. That there is an order, there's another way So normally here we say it's all through Maisa, we say. But there it says there's another order, there's another possibility. And that is to gaze on the Eibishter and to gaze on the Ein Sof. That's the way to bring about the Yichud of Zohar Malchus, not Davke through the Mitzvahs Maisiyas. But he says that's an exception for great tzaddikim, that's not the usual way. Behein kavonis atfilah v'yichudim al yonim. Those would be the intentions and the secrets of the ideas and the davening and the unities of the Supreme Unity, those who understand, umasigim, and they grasp it, the istakola, they can gaze and see the Ein Sof. So they don't need the halos, the mayim nukvim, because kinefesh ruach neshama shalahen atzmon hein mayim nukvim. Because that becomes the halos, it's just the nefesh ruach, they don't need the maisa. They don't need an act like we do to bring up the maisa. The nefesh ruach neshama, that itself is the mayim nukvim. That itself is the rusul otata. B'mesidus nafshem ala toyre ben filos apayim. When they sacrifice themselves for the Torah, when they fall on their faces, this is all accomplished. So therefore they don't need it, and that's why, that's the exception. But normally it takes the level of Maisa, it takes the Birurim to make the Halos Maim Nukvim, and from there it comes down the higher level of Tipin to be Mamshich, the Shem Yichud Kutcho B'Richo Shchinta.